Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with a golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. Getaway Friday night, Friday, November the 14th, 2025. 11 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And the phone lines are open tonight, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what I've learned, Matt? Driving down Mount Vernon Avenue while it's dark, coming here on a Friday night, it's already 'tis the season. The Christmas lights are out on Mount Vernon Avenue.
I did not pay attention.
The boulevard is really where it's at.
I take the boulevard, so I guess I just didn't pay attention to the Christmas lights.
There's a big house about midway down the boulevard where the Christmas lights are just, they're extraordinary. I see why they put them out early.
Well, that's good.
I don't have any Christmas lights up at my house.
I think that there should be some kind of like competition.
Matter of fact, this year I think I want to pay somebody to put up all the tree and all that. I don't really enjoy putting it up. I like when it's up. I don't enjoy it.
Why don't you just like put up the tree, leave the tree up?
You don't leave the tree up. It's not Christmas time all year round.
See, I understand that, but you could like put it in your garage or something.
No. you have to put it up. But I don't like putting it up.
Well, I don't like Christmas trees.
You don't like all that festivity? Festiveness?
They just take up so much space for no reason.
People like the lights. It's a throwback to their childhood, I think.
I like lights. I mean, I've seen some nice trees. I mean, like one year, I don't think I participated in making the tree, but my mom and dad made a whole like Ohio State themed tree. We had like scarlet and gray, like garland, and you know, white and red lights, and it was nice. But it was a pain.
See, I don't like a themed out tree. I like colored lights,
I'm
ornaments.
No, I'm plain. That's it. I'm plain. I genuinely, I like just, white lights. I think white lights.
Well, one day when you are getting ready to head out of here, you'll see some white light.
That's good.
It'll be very similar to Christmas for you.
I'll keep that in mind.
It'll be very similar. 740-383-9944. Has anybody seen all the Christmas lights that are already out? Now, I can say I have not heard the Christmas music yet in the stores or anything, and I have not seen any big Christmas displays, but it's coming. It's coming. 2 weeks away from today.
Oh, terrible.
Start of the season.
I'm not a... I don't know. I think we talked about it last year. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas. It's a lot of work.
Well, that's what I said. That's why I think if I could pay to somebody to put up the decorations, it would be more enjoyable.
No, just the whole thing's a lot of work. I gotta buy people stuff, and people gotta get me things, and I gotta have something to want them to get me, and I usually just buy the things I want. And
it's also the time of year where people commit suicide the most. I think there's a need to point that out every Christmas.
Well, that's
well, it's because people won't get out of your face. They're in your face all the time. Are you jolly? Are you happy? Are you having a good time? Are you having a good season? Merry Christmas. You know, it's just a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't know that that's the reasoning.
Oh, it is.
Well, I mean, I think that
they miss the people who are gone. Yeah, they're reflecting back.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because all these Christmas movies on Hallmark and all that, oh, the family and all this and that. Well, you know what? Listen, people depart.
Yeah, I understand that.
There you go.
Yeah.
In any event, I was telling somebody the other day, I couldn't tell you the last year I've been to Midnight Mass. And I want to go, but I got to get people out of my house. And every year the plan is to go to Midnight Mass, but you got to get people out by 10 o'clock because Mass starts at 11. And I just can't get them out quick enough.
So how does Midnight Mass work?
How does it work?
Yep.
Well, it's not like a drill. It's a program you go to.
Yeah, I understand, but
you gotta dress up. First of all, everybody wears their best clothes.
Sounds about right. That's a Catholic thing, right?
Yep.
Yep, Catholics are very well-dressed.
Now, what is with you? Now, see, that's
they're well-dressed!
That is so stereotypical.
Okay, well, stereotypically, Catholics are well-dressed.
No, it's not true. I've seen Catholics dress poorly.
I'm sure you have, and I'm sure I have as well, but...
So you go down to St. Mary's.
All right.
You better get there early, too, because seats fill up quick. There's only one midnight mass. And you go in, get there like 10:15, 10:30, sit down, start socializing with the people, all dressed up, and then mass starts at 11, and you sing the Christmas carols, and the full choir is there, and the church has all the trees and the wreaths, and there's a few passages about, you know, Jesus and Christmas and things of that nature, and then you leave at midnight, and officially, the Christmas day has begun. I'll tell you, I've been to See, that's where you're wrong. I've been to a lot of Christmas Eve parties, and there's nothing like midnight mass. Church events.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. I like it.
I've never been to a midnight mass.
It's a thing.
I'll go. I'll go one of these times.
Oh, it's very good.
I'm sure it is.
It's very, very good. I enjoy it.
What's an important day for the religious folk?
You know, there is one midnight mass that sticks out. I don't know why we're telling Christmas stories right now. But it sticks out in my mind because, see, this is why you can't get there late, because the seats fill up. And then you're stuck standing on the side.
How early you get there? Like 11:15? Are you there
no,
early?
No. 11, it starts. See, right there, 11.
That's 15. An hour?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's...
So, you got to get there like 10:15. So, I...
Okay. I good to know.
Yes. So, one year I was late. And this is why I don't go if I'm late. Because you watch, there will always be people around the walls in the back because there's not enough seats. So, one year I went and I was late. And I had to stand with somebody I was with. And you have to get up and down a lot in the Catholic Church. Because you kneel when you pray. And when you are around the outskirts, you know, there's no kneeling bench in front of you that you pull down. And you kneel on the kneeling bench. You got to kneel on the floor. So I did not realize that where I was standing was a big old metal vent in the floor. So it was the first time we had to get down to pray. And I went down and smashed my knee into that metal vent. And I said, just sporadically, because I had done it, I'd broken my kneecap, I said... Oh Lord. And then I realized where I am, and people were staring. Oh Lord. And I said, let us have a great Christmas. You know? And I'm in pain. So I will always remember that midnight mass.
That's a good story right there.
Yep, that was midnight mass one year.
Oh, that's exciting, isn't it?
Well, I think it's entertainment, a little bit of entertainment.
So there's like a whole hour of like up and down and prayers and...
No, it's not all up and down. It's not like a jazzercise class. There's a lot of...
I don't know anything.
You pray a few times. There's a few scripture readings about Christmas. But it's the choir. It's music. It's a lot of singing.
Churches do like to sing. I've been to quite a few churches and...
Christmas songs.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess... The church that my grandparents go to, they got a whole like band that plays like all
and
the time.
And it's so big, that the Catholic Church, and it's you know, I think it's
the Catholic Church is rich.
Well, I don't know about that, but
oh, I mean, like the Catholic
Church.
I know
Father Shekinah, so you know, I feel
yes, I've met Father Shekinah.
So there you go,
nice fellow.
I interviewed him when the Pope died.
Yes, I remember. I was
then
there.
I think I brought him back in when the new Pope was sworn in.
I was there for that one, too.
I was up for Pope. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, that's right. They asked you and you turned it down.
I couldn't take the job at the time, but they did call. The Vatican called.
That's good to
I
know.
Just was not available at that time, but I do appreciate them calling.
Well, you can always backburner it.
Well, it's nice to be on the short list. People did not realize that I might be the Pope, but then we got an American Pope.
They offered it to you and said, well, if we can't get him, we might as well be a different American.
Well, I said you might want to go in a different direction.
Is he a Cubs fan as well?
No, no, this Pope is a White Sox fan.
Oh, well, that's
why I believe they went that way. I believe they were upset that I turned them down.
So they had to pick the opposing team?
They picked the American Pope from the opposing side. But I was happy to be offered the papalship.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
But it's a lot of hats, and I'm not into hats.
It is a lot of big hats, too.
Big hats. I think it impacts your neck.
It probably does.
So it's a lot of work.
Those are probably heavy hats.
And it's a big job. It's a big, big job.
Well, my understanding is that, you know, directing a group of people.
Yeah. Well, I like
large,
that.
Large group of people.
I have no problem with that.
Oh, millions?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Well, I don't know about millions.
I was busy doing other things.
How many Catholics actually, like, pay attention to what the Pope says and
does?
Well,
how do you know?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I'm curious.
I don't know. A lot.
Well, that's good, I guess.
There are some people who are very, very against the Catholic religion. I remember when the Pope...
I talked to one the other night about the fact. Not a fan of the Catholic religion.
No, no, just people who are all into religion, but boy, you bring up the Pope, they do not like that.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know what that's about. I like the Pope.
Very much against the Pope.
I don't have any problem with the Pope. I got to get angry at a lot of people before I'm getting angry at the Pope.
I had said that Saint Peter was the first Pope, and then and they very much did not like that I had said that.
I love the idea of Saint Peter. I hope that Saint Peter's a real thing.
That's a job right there.
I love it that you get judged right before you get into heaven, and Saint Peter's right there with a clipboard
going over your record.
You die, and then he starts looking through your life. Okay, oh, you put a tack on Mary's chair when you were 4 years old. I see. Well, that's one demerit. Three strikes and you're out.
Three strikes is crazy.
I love the idea of purgatory. I think that's great.
Well, so how many? So what's the scaling system here?
Well, I'm not Saint Peter. I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think there's probably some weight if you do some horrible things.
Oh yeah, I mean I understand the concept of purgatory.
But I love that idea. Purgatory? Don't you? I think somebody.
The waiting room.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I just think purgatory is such a great idea.
Why?
Because it's not just now you've died, now you got to go before somebody. It's like a traffic ticket. You got to get judged.
It's like you die, they put you in jail, and then you got to go see old Saint Peter and
hope you can. You better slip him some money because it could be rough. Saint Peter looking back on your life.
that could be rough.
I think I'd be clear.
Well, that's good.
There's some people I know who'd have some trouble though.
I could think of a couple.
And so there you go. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we can discuss whatever you like. Well, the show's... You know, the spray tan place. I haven't seen anybody with a spray tan yet. I'm fascinated that somebody will have a spray tan one day here.
You know, the other day, I think it might have been... Maybe it was Wednesday or last Friday. I don't remember. But there was they had a thing hanging on the door saying that there was, like, something, you know, in session.
Yeah, I want to see somebody come out of there. I want to see somebody go in
I've
pale.
I've never seen anybody go in or out.
I want to see somebody go in pale and come out,
golden.
You know, looking like,
well done,
Florida. Did you see they're going to change the color of Cheetos?
Well, they banned Red 40, didn't they?
Yeah, but Cheetos are orange.
Oh, well, they're changing the color of regular Cheetos?
Well, I think they have to because of the dye ban, but I don't know what dye got banned, and I'm not sure. But they're not going to be orange anymore, I heard.
It's probably like, I don't know, yellow.
People aren't going to like that. I'm telling you, people don't like change.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm surprised that Flamin' Hot Cheetos are still, like, bright red. I mean, they're still using Red 40. I thought Red 40 was banned.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a big Cheeto person.
I am also not a big Cheeto person.
They get all over your fingers.
Yes, that is the issue with Cheetos.
Now, that used to be the big thing, though, during lunch at school.
Cheetos?
Was if you went, oh, yeah, a la carte, Cheetos.
That's good.
So we had Colleen Marshall on today.
Colleen's great.
So what do you make of that, the interview with Colleen today?
Well, I mean, I think that she, did... Well, by coming to cover this the story of Naomi's mother, I think that's good of her. So, I mean, I think she's probably right. I mean, it sat at the sat in the evidence sat in the police lockup for 5 decades. I mean, that's a long time to have a case solved but not solve it.
Well, what do you make of that on the whole?
Well, I mean, I think it's, I mean, it's pretty sad. I mean, you had everything you needed, and for some reason, nothing ended up happening. So I don't really know how that happens. I'd hope that this is a one-off scenario, and that there's not just, you know, solved cases sitting unsolved. If that makes sense.
I still don't know how it happened. I'd like to know how that all happened.
I don't know. My best guess is hopefully somebody just forgot to tell somebody that a letter came in, and then you know. But I don't know how that whole thing would work, because nobody looked at nobody looked in the file over the course of 5 decades.
I don't know. Nah, see, that person's going to have a problem with St. Peter.
They probably will, yes. Yes, they probably will.
That's not going to go well.
Oh, that'll now, be.
See, I hope they know that.
That'll be a rough one.
You got to be careful with stuff like that. Now, let's see, what else is going on? Well, the Epstein files, not really shit.
They've released 20,000 of them. I have been reading the Epstein. I don't know if these are like the Epstein files that everybody talks about, but they've released 20,000 Epstein documents or documents related to Epstein, and I've been reading through those.
That sounds boring.
Oh no, it's kind of crazy. I didn't know much about it. I mean, I knew like the gist of it, but it's different.
I don't know how this man got involved in this.
Which man?
Epstein.
Well, I mean, I don't know how any of it started, but I mean, there's that. I mean,
I think the whole thing's peculiar.
How so?
I don't know. It's just odd.
Well, I think it's a strange thing. Yeah, I guess.
Well,
one less is always good. So.
One less what?
I don't know. How do you want to phrase it? Prostitution ring?
Yeah, that's always nice when one of those is taken
organization.
Out. Well, here's an easy subject. We talked about this the other day on the television program, which is available on YouTube if people want to pay attention or watch that. But Amy Schumer deleted all her social media pics recently of her before her drastic weight loss that she recently went through. And then she said, left house, felt good, deleted photos for no good reason. Well, clearly that's the joke. So, what do you make of that? Deleting all the photos of the past because you now look different.
It doesn't change anything. I've got all kinds of pictures on my phone from...
No, but people delete times. Old photos for a reason. They don't like them, or they're with people who are no longer in their life. Stuff like that.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I guess she didn't like the pictures. Or didn't like them enough to keep them around, I guess. But, again, I don't know that it's... I mean, it doesn't change anything.
But don't these pictures stay around forever? I guess I don't get it.
Somewhere, yeah. I mean, the internet... The internet... Or sorry, the infinite. The internet is pretty good and well almost in, but I'm sure the picture is somewhere. I mean...
But do you have pictures that you don't want anybody to see?
Not that I can think of. I mean, if I had a picture I didn't want anybody to see, why do I have a picture of it?
No, because sometimes people take pictures that maybe you don't want to see today. They took it years ago.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think there are plenty of bad pictures of me, but I think bad pictures are kind of funny now. It is, you know, distance.
Like when you used to comb your hair. There were probably pictures of that somewhere.
There were somewhere. I still have a comb in my car, I think.
See? Now those days.
I have a brush in my car now. I upgraded.
Didn't somebody used to say you look like Beetlejuice?
When I would like wake up in the morning and my hair would be all kinds of crazy, my grandma would you know, say I had like Beetlejuice hair.
See, that's not a compliment.
I understand.
Yeah.
Crazy hair.
Crazy hair. But do you want pictures of yourself with crazy hair?
They're there, I'm sure.
I see now before the television show you break out the brush.
I have a brush, yeah. I've had a brush for a while.
Was there just a period where you didn't care?
I mean, not really. I just don't usually think about, because, I don't know, like, I gotta brush my hair a lot, because, like, it's always windy, so, like, I can brush my hair before I get out of my car, and then, like, by the time I walk into a building, I've had to, like, brush my hair out of my face so many times, it's all a mess anyways. So it doesn't really make a difference.
I just can't imagine deleting all your old pictures, because they're kind of like memories. And I don't go back and look at them anyway. I mean, I don't... Some people delete people out of pictures.
That's too much work.
They do it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's, I mean, you know, it's the same concept as, like, you know, back in the day, you just rip somebody out of the photo.
Yeah, cut them out with a scissor.
Oh, yeah, cut them out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's a lot of work.
I think I'll just burn the picture. I'm a big fan of burning the Polaroid if you got a Polaroid.
But that's not what it is anymore. Now it's digital.
Polaroids are making a comeback.
If I was around that person, then fine.
I have a... Well, it's not a Polaroid, I guess. It's like an Instamax Mini, but it's like a rip-off Polaroid.
Why?
I like Polaroids. They're neat.
We passed that.
No! Polaroids are making a comeback. Look, I'll show you. I took a picture, because I bought the... Backstory, I bought the picture... I bought the camera at Goodwill. Or I didn't buy it. My friend's sister bought it, but it was $3, so I just paid her back $3. And now I have I think I have the somewhere. Yeah, there it is.
What is that?
I just wanted to see if the camera worked, so I took a picture of all the stuff hanging in my car.
This is so small. This is terrible.
It's an Instamax Mini. It's supposed to, they're the credit card sized Polaroids.
And what did people do with these?
Put them in your wallet?
Yeah, I'm sure I live with this. I don't think people took pictures like this. I can't even make out what's in the background.
I was just trying to see if the
camera... Why do you have a lay on your,
It's a vibe! I don't know!
On your, rear view mirror.
It's a vibe. I don't know. My car is chill.
See, you said two words there. I don't even know what you said. It's a vibe. The car's chill. What?
Like,
apparently, I misheard a phrase the other night from somebody. I, you know, whatever. Somebody came up and said, I got to remember to say the right word now. They said...
Tweaking.
Tweaking, yeah.
Tweaking, yeah.
They said, bro, that lady's tweaking over there.
That's right.
I said, oh. That's what I think, too.
Let's go and just agree and get it and go along.
Well, yeah, I didn't know what she was talking about. What is tweaking?
It's like going crazy.
Yeah, but why tweaking?
Because at some point in time, people who were like withdrawing or very high on substances were called tweakers, because they'd do all kinds of like erratic movements and things and act crazy. So now it's just like you're tweaking, you're being crazy.
But how do people know that? How are you supposed to stay up with all that?
I don't. It's just language. I don't know that you
talk
it.
That's not language.
You say it to people. People say it to you, and then you get the gist. I guess I don't. That's about all I got for you.
So a vibe. What vibe is that in your car you've got going on there?
Chill vibe.
Well, what's that?
What do you mean? What's that?
What's a chill vibe?
I don't know. Like I don't. It's just
I'm trying to understand all this riffraff you've got going on.
Like, do you not understand what chill is?
I get it, but I think it's an amorphous term.
It's like chill energy, I guess. Vibe is just like energy.
Tired?
What?
What is it? Tired? Cool? What's the word mean?
What?
Chill.
Vibe?
Chill.
Like, calm.
Calm.
Like, when I think of LA, I think of like a kind of like dopey hippie person.
So that's what you're going for. Dopey hippie.
Yeah, they're calm. they're calm people.
Not always.
Well, I mean, usually.
And vibe is what?
It's like you know, the energy that I like you know, like if somebody says I don't like the vibe, it's like, you know, I don't like the energy that is currently here.
Well, that's not a new term. People have said that for a long time. I don't like the vibes you're giving off.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know why that confused you so much then.
Well, because the way you used it was poor.
Chill vibes?
Chill vibe. Well, it's something about a vibe in your car or
calm
something.
Calm energy.
Yeah, but there's no energy in your car. You're the energy in your car.
I understand, but like it's, I don't know, like I got two turtles.
You're not going to whip out another mini Polaroid, no, are you, no, that this, I can't make out?
No, this is the only one I got. I'm trying to figure. So I have the lay in my car. It's like blue, white, and either pink or orange. I can't make out the color. That's terrible.
See, it's a terrible picture.
I have the big nut like necklace that the big nut had given us. I have two turtle necklaces. I have a bracelet that was given to me that says YCADLF.
What?
PR. it's an acronym. Long acronym.
For what?
It's the lyrics to a song.
Oh, Lord.
Long. Long acronym. So, yeah. I spend a lot of time in my car. I got to decorate my car. My car is more decorated than my house is.
Well, your car is messy.
I cleaned it.
But it's been messy.
It has been messy.
There have been times where I've gotten in and there's like sacks of trash on the floor.
And that is true.
And sacks of trash everywhere. You can't turn around without trash.
No, I cleaned up my car.
What was all that about? What was all the trash about?
I was just, I guess I was just late. I mean, they were all in like bags. So, I mean, I just.
See, that gives off a bad vibe. No, that's not a chill vibe.
Yes.
No, that's an unchill vibe.
You see, that's why I had to clean out my car.
Like, but what if you have to give somebody a ride? You don't want them to get into
then
that
I
mess.
I clean out my car.
But you don't always know when you have to give somebody a ride.
then it's your problem, I guess.
Well, no, it's there. You want people to be comfortable. You want the right
you
vibe
see,
in your car.
The car is usually not dirty. I try to keep my car clean.
Well.
There's like a receipt sometimes and things like that, I guess, but it's not terrible.
Not terrible, but there, you know, it could use some work.
Well, right now it's pretty good. Like I said, cleaned out my car. There is a box of like an empty, like if you go to like Sam's Club, you can get like a, I think they're 24 pack, I think, I don't know, of Propel, big box of Propel. And I left those in my car and drank those throughout, you know, like a month. So there's an empty box of Propel in the back of my car that I need to throw out. Besides that, there's groceries I bought.
In the car?
Yeah, but I bought them like on the way here.
Nothing frozen, I hope.
No, it was like instant rice side things. Like what's the brand? Knorr? Like
that doesn't sound good.
I don't know, chicken rice. It's good stuff.
Well, but you think a lot of things are good that are not good.
Well, I think that's subjective, isn't it?
Not really.
I don't know. Pizza's not good. Well, pizza's okay. Pizza sauce is not good. You see, that's the difference. Pizza sauce is not good. Pizza's all right.
I don't know. You know, I think this time of year about fruitcake, it's terrible.
Fruitcake is terrible. I'll give you that one.
Gravy is terrible.
Gravy's good. I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's so terrible.
What's wrong
and
with
I,
gravy?
I have found other people who don't like gravy, too, and I am very
I
happy. We're all forming a club.
For every person you can find that doesn't like gravy, I'm sure I could find three that do.
Well, there's no accounting for bad taste.
Well, my bad. I didn't understand that the minority had the better taste here.
Well, they do. Gravy is just one of those things. If you like gravy, it's very poor. It's a bad reflection on you.
Why?
St. Peter doesn't like gravy.
I'm sure St. Peter loves gravy.
He absolutely does not.
I'm sure he does.
I've known some people who partially died, and they've been to see him, and he does not care for gravy.
Well, if you partially died, you didn't die.
Why would people? Yeah, I mean, I honest to God think about that. Why do you want flour and grease with a little salt and pepper on it?
And milk.
Who would dream that up? What kind of terrible concoction is that?
That's good stuff.
No, it's horrible.
You got sausage grease with like, you know, you can people put like, we always put like pieces of sausage, like, you know, ground up sausage in there too with the sausage grease. And then you do flour.
Terrible.
And milk.
Terrible.
And salt and pepper.
Terrible. Terrible.
Good stuff.
That is an artery clogger for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, it's grease. You made grease. It's just flour
it's
and grease.
It's just grease.
Flour, grease, and milk.
Yeah, why do you want that?
Because it's tasty.
No. See, to me, that's like raw cookie dough. It's going to cause problems.
I mean, really the only thing you're eating is grease and flour because it's biscuits and gravy. And biscuits are just flour and water. And then you have flour, milk, and then, you know, grease.
Oh, I just can't.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I don't think I could even taste it anymore. The last time I ever had it was, it was such a traumatic experience. I don't think I could ever dare taste it again.
I like some biscuits and gravy. It's good stuff.
It has such a nasty, gummy taste to it.
I don't know what you mean.
It's horrible.
I mean, it's like, it's not like, like chicken gravy. I mean, it's thicker gravy.
This gravy was white.
Yeah,
and it smelled.
It's milk, flour, and grease. What do you want from it?
It was Kentucky gravy.
That's good stuff. No, Kentucky gravy. I can get behind Kentucky gravy.
No, no, it was awful. It was awful. No. It was torture. I was tortured.
No,
I was tortured and embarrassed.
Nope.
I was. It was awful.
I can.
And it was in some
gravy.
Big skillet. A big skillet of garbage. It was just awful.
No.
Oh, what a terrible day that was.
You know, I want some biscuits and gravy now.
You know, I think there's a picture of that stuff somewhere. I'll have to find that someday. It's horrible.
I gotta recruit somebody to make me some biscuits and gravy.
No, it's bad.
No.
By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 41 minutes past the hour. Kind of a laid-back, chill show tonight.
I'm thinking the same thing. I looked over, and I'm like, man, 40 minutes past the hour, we've talked about.
Not much.
About gravy.
Well, I think it's a good topic to get on, because it is so terrible.
No, what you gotta, I still don't understand.
I hate it.
It's good stuff.
I hate it, and I hate the taste.
No. I don't know. It's, I mean, you can certainly overdo it with the flour and milk, and then it tastes like nothing.
Here's an interesting subject. A new podcast called X Appeal has the host tracking down past relationships, asking what was good and bad about their relationships. So you go find the person.
Is this like Brooke and Jubal in the morning?
I don't know what that is. Who names that Jubal?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Who names somebody Jubal?
The Jubal's parents, I guess.
Jeez. Must have been hippie gravy eaters. Jubal.
But they do something similar.
Okay, well, how could you do this?
Would I do it? No.
It's called X Appeal. Didn't I say this already?
Yeah,
it's not Brooke and Jubal.
Well, yes, but I'm pretty sure Brooke and or Jubal. I don't remember.
I don't know Brooke and or Jubal, so this is kind of a pointless exercise.
All right, okay then.
Let's get back to the topic.
Okay. No.
Go ahead.
I don't think.
You understand the concept?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the concept?
I mean, they find somebody's ex.
No. No. The host tracks down their past relationships.
Oh.
And then they ask them what was good
their
and bad.
Past relationships.
Yes. And then
I see.
And then they ask them what was good and bad about their relationships to learn for the future.
No, you see, so I was going to explain Brooke and Jubal to you, but there's no point. There's not a point.
I don't care about Brooke and Jubal. But I'm asking about this.
I don't think that's a good premise for a show. I mean, first off, how are you going to have longevity? I mean, how many exes do you have? How many episodes of this can you make?
Well, some people have a few.
I'm sure they do, but you're not making thousands of episodes.
The point is not, is this a good show? It's, is this a good idea? Could you learn something from this?
Oh, I'm sure you could learn something from it.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt
it. As long as the other person is being honest and not just like...
If you went to an ex-relationship and you said, what was good and what was bad... about me and this relationship. Do you think you're really going to learn from that?
Maybe.
What would you learn?
I mean, I'm sure I'd learn something. I mean, it didn't work out for some reason.
Right, but do you think you're going to get an honest, unvarnished opinion?
Depends on who you're asking.
You're asking the person!
Yeah, I understand, but it depends on who the person is.
Okay, think of somebody you've been in a relationship with.
Okay.
You got that person in your mind?
I think so.
Okay. You go up to them and you say, listen, what was good and what was bad about this relationship? What do you think they're going to say?
I don't know. If I knew, your guess is as good as mine, I suppose.
Well, apparently you need to do this then because you have no idea. You have no concept of what somebody would say.
I mean, I'm sure maybe, but I don't know that they would, I don't necessarily know that they would answer. I don't really talk to my
ex. That's
my
why this is entertaining. You've got to find them.
I mean, I think I'm still in contact. I guess, I have, like, their Snapchats. I could always snap.
Is there anybody you think would not answer you?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, so you got a problem. You ended on bad terms.
Well, in their eyes, it ended on bad terms.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I'm not going to explain
I think that's interesting.
Story.
No, what happened? We don't know who the person is.
I understand that.
So tell what happened.
Why?
Because we're interested.
Okay. There was a girl. It was when I was a senior in high school. I was talking to this girl, and I was friends with this other girl. But I was friends with this other girl before I started talking to the girl who I was talking to.
What? Now, see, already.
Okay.
What?
I was friends with girl one.
Gotcha.
And then I started talking to girl two.
Okay. You were friends.
Just friends with girl
gotcha.
One.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I started talking to girl two.
Friends.
Like relationship.
Okay.
And then girl two got upset that I was talking to girl one and friends with girl one. And I was like, I was friends with girl one before I even met you. And then, so that ended up just being a whole thing. So I ended up, it was basically like a, you know, them or me kind of thing. I'm like, well, I'm not ditching them. I've known them longer.
So you obviously didn't care about this person.
Well, not enough to ditch the other person.
Well, I think if you liked them more, you probably would have.
Well, maybe, I guess.
So that ended badly. Well, then I'll talk to you. One answer your questions, one won't, you know, answer you.
I mean, I haven't tried, I guess. It just...
Try.
I'm not going to try.
I think you should try. And I think you should ask them what was good and bad about the relationship.
Let's see. They post on their Snap story a lot. Let's see. I'll turn on my volume so there's no sound there. Let's see. Oh, well, I guess not. Not today. Usually there's like seven things. They love the Snapchat story. I don't know why people post on their Snapchat story so much. I do not care what you're doing. I really don't. I don't care what song you're listening to at the given moment. It's not relevant to me.
Don't you wish you had a mini Polaroid of her?
No, not really.
Well,
I mean, maybe actually I could have burned it or something. You got
hostility
got
toward
like
this
cheesy
girl.
Toward it. No, not really.
Sounds like it.
I mean, I still talk to her,
but she won't talk to you.
I don't. I mean, I mean, last time I saw her out in public, she said hi, Matt. I said, how's it going?
Oh, okay.
And that was about it.
Well, why do you believe there's hard feelings there?
I don't know. I mean, she was, like I said, she was rather upset that I...
What did she say?
Well, I mean, like I said, it was pretty much a, like, you know, me or them kind of thing. And I was like, I was already friends with them, so I'm not ditching one of the person I was already friends with.
And they said, get lost.
Well, no. I guess I made the choice because I was like, well, I mean...
Do you ever notice how when a relationship ends, nobody wants to be the person who got dropped? And everybody.
I mean, I guess it's normal. If you want to say she dropped me because I was friends with girl one, then I guess it doesn't really make a difference.
Well, it sounds like that.
Okay.
That's how I'd interpret that story.
Okay, then fine. She dropped me because
it sounds
I was
like she gave an ultimatum.
One. Okay, well then, yeah, but I made the choice.
Yeah, but she gave you an ultimatum.
I mean, sure, okay, yeah. And then I decided that I would rather be dropped.
Well, I don't know. See, again, people don't want to be the dropper. They want to be the droppee.
I think you have it backwards. Wait, no, you have it right.
Right. And so I think people always have a different perspective on how something ends.
I mean, you could ask them. I mean.
See, I never really cared as long as it ended. It doesn't matter who caused the end. As long as it ends,
you know,
that's fine.
Like, there are a lot of, like, I mean, I haven't been in all that many relationships, but every time a relationship ends, like, I feel like relief. Like, you know, it's stressful being in a relationship sometimes.
I always say there's a lot of anxiety. You know, when they start, when you know you're in one. See, I never realize it's turning into one. And then I realize at one point, oh, this is a relationship. And then I start to have angst about the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's, yep. I agree to that. That's about how it goes.
That's why I tell people phonally whatever they want to hear.
No, you can't go doing that, though.
Yes, you can. That's what they want to hear.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
You got to hit them with thank you.
That'll end it.
Will not say anything.
That's why I won't go on.
Well, I've hit people with thank you before.
And I'm telling you, right then, they're already questioning you.
Well, I don't talk to that person anymore.
There you go. Apparently, you don't have any contact with anybody from the past.
No. Like, well, I guess it is a different girl. But the one girl, like she don't even come around anymore. I guess the other girl, I mean, she doesn't come around either. But, like we traveled different, not the girl I told the story about, different girl. Sorry, I can't give names, so it's kind of confusing here. But anyways, we traveled in like the same friend circles, and then you know after we
not anymore.
Yeah, and then she just disappeared.
Has anybody listening out there ever told somebody something they didn't mean?
You ever lie to people?
That's not a lie. I'm being nice to them.
See, you just gotta. I don't know. I know it's a lie. I mean. It's not true, so it's a lie.
Okay, so if a relationship ends, you're no longer in love with that person, so you're not saying it anymore, so what's that? How's that any different?
What do you mean?
You said it at one point,
yeah.
And now you're not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's the same thing, I guess.
No. I don't think that's true.
Well, I do.
I think that people say I love you too fast. I think that's the problem.
Right, but you know they want it back.
But it's wrong. I think that it's false. I think they're just wrong. I think that they might believe it, but they're wrong.
Is this the biggest problem in their life? I hope not.
Apparently. I mean, there are people who strive to be in relationships. Like, that is their life's goal, is to be in
because they have boring lives. I can't help that.
You gotta do something, like... If you don't like being by yourself, why would somebody like being with you?
I don't know. People are bored.
it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I always look at people and I think, that probably is not normal. Well, you said that about somebody earlier. You said, yeah, I bet that person's very unhappy in life.
Which conversation?
When we were talking about hot chocolate.
I see.
Yep, you said that.
Well, apparently.
But that person would never admit that. Would never admit that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, I mean, if you gotta, like, defend it, I mean, I think you'd just be like, okay.
I think they're just a little psychotic. You know, but I think if they saw a doctor, they could probably clear it all up.
Well, I don't think it's that simple.
For them it is, I think.
I think you could see maybe a psychologist, but that takes time. Is there a difference between a psychologist, is there a difference between any of those words, or are
money.
They all the same?
Money.
Just pay
higher for it. The degree, the more the charge, they charge an hour.
So, like, psychologist, therapy, and then a therapist, and...
You know, there are so many people I would like to send to a psychologist. Because I know they could help them with their problems, but they don't think they have problems.
What do you call somebody with a degree in, like, sociology?
Sociologist?
It's a big word.
I don't know. I just think if more people went to psychiatrists, the world would be a happier place.
I took sociology and psychology when I was in high school.
Yeah, but don't you think the world would be a happier place if most people got their problems worked out?
I think the world would be a better place if most people took psychology and sociology.
Matter of fact, I'm all for getting people medicated.
Did you learn about that? Did you do the psychology and sociology?
In college.
College? That's mm-hmm. good. I think those are fascinating. Same thing with philosophy. Those are probably my three favorite subjects. Neat.
Well, they're interesting.
I think so.
But people are strange characters. I'm fascinated by people.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Why they do what they do, yeah. What they say.
I think what
why they say it.
What makes people tick is fascinating most of the time.
But there are some people, they're just not much there.
Well, I think some people are, like, what do you mean not there? Like,
there's just not much there. You know, they're not an onion. There's not many layers there.
like they're boring, or like they're like,
well, there's just not much there. They don't have much. You know,
like they're psychopaths.
Like they like to look at the sky.
Like
or something.
I'd say a psychopath doesn't have much there. They don't have no. They have no emotion. Funny. They have no like soul. If you want
to
call it
that. That's a lot of layers to a psychopath.
Psychopaths, they have no soul.
Oh, what happened to them in their childhood that turned them into that?
Well, fair enough. You got me there.
That's a lot of layers you got to peel through.
I guess that's a story.
But some people just have no story.
Well, I think
their life's just boring.
I'd agree to that. I could see that.
So boredom is not interesting.
Yes, by definition.
Yeah, put that on a pillow.
Boredom is not interesting.
I might sell that to Hobby Lobby.
I think somebody would buy it, honestly.
People love things that are crocheted.
That they do. Especially pillows.
But, we never did tell me. If you asked these people, these ex-relationships, what would they say is good and bad about you?
Well, I'm pretty sure the one girl thought I was cheating on her.
Oh.
But.
That's bad.
Well, yeah, but.
Or are you?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You laughed when you said that.
Yes.
When you laugh when you say something, I mean, there might be a little truth, dishonesty there.
No. Okay.
Could have been.
I promise to you I was not.
You're smiling when you're saying it.
I don't know. Yes, because it's funny. Because like I said, I was friends with girl one before I talked to girl two.
How close of friends?
She has had. I don't think they're in a relationship anymore, but this has been years at this. You know, years, like, you know, 4 years. But
sounds a little suspect to me.
No.
So you and this girl never did anything that could be considered cheating.
Yeah.
You did.
Well, no.
No.
I'm agreeing with you. We never did anything.
You did.
We never did anything.
Sounds to me like you did.
We never did anything.
You admitted to it.
No, we never did anything that would be considered cheating.
But you said yes when I said, did you ever?
No, you said you never did anything that would be considered cheating, and I said yes.
You said yes, you did.
No, I said yes. I was agreeing to what you said.
No, I
had never. No.
Well. Sounds to me like there's a little ambiguity
there
here.
There was no cheating going on.
I got to side with girl B on this one. There might be trouble
here.
There
was no cheating. She, girl one was already in a relationship.
That doesn't matter anymore.
No, I don't understand.
These are just little sidebars.
Why would I? What? What would the logic be? And so first off, what would the logic be? Because now I am part. I don't. Are you the one cheating if you're in a like? How does that work? Now that
sounds
I think
to me like
it.
You had to think about it.
No, now
so
I'm
the
thinking.
Point is that would be the bad part that you cheated on the girl.
I did not cheat on the girl.
That's what you said. So the good part.
Yeah.
What is the good part?
Well,
what would
know.
They say is the good part about you?
I don't know. I think they like. I mean, they like.
Guess
me.
And that's the bad part.
They like me for some reason, I assume.
You have no idea why.
What do you want me to do? Ask them.
That's what the story's about.
I don't know.
You have no idea why they would say they liked you.
I'm sure they thought I was, like, nice.
Beetlejuice hair.
Polite. I didn't have that bad hair when I was in, well, I don't know, my hair was, I have a picture. I think actually I had graduated with short hair.
Isn't it true that one point you wanted to date Opal Covey? You wanted to date Opal Covey. I heard that. The late Opal Covey.
No.
Toledo legend.
No, there was no.
I heard that.
There was no.
Kind of like a February December relationship.
There was no. There was none of that. There was no interest in Opal Covey.
She gave you some life advice.
Yes. She told me that if I wanted to get to where she was in life, that I that I'd have to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then you know, really, I guess take in what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John said, and then you know, continue doing the reading of the Bible.
Did you perceive her as where you wanted to be in life?
No, far from it.
You know, now if you want to get in touch with her, you got to have a Ouija board.
You see, because look, I mean, you know, all I'm saying is if you know, I would have been a Democrat. The Democrats stole all the elections from her.
I'll tell you.
That's all I'm saying. I'd not be a winner, not a loser.
They blew her cars up and all kinds of things.
Yeah, but she also said that God told her that she won the election and that the Democrats stole all of her votes and.
You didn't think the blowing up the car was a big part of that?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know, they tried to assassinate her, of course, obviously.
Oh. She was an entertaining lady.
Oh, I miss Opal.
See?
She's funny.
Did you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
No, I didn't read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Well, maybe that's why you've gotten into some relationship trouble.
I've recently come up, one of our coworkers gave me a copy of the Red Letter Edition Bible.
I bet I know which one.
I'm sure you do. So I got a copy of the Red Letter Edition Bible now.
And what is that? What do you do with that?
I'm going to read it at some point. I got a book to read, though.
Okay, we're going to come back after this short but important break. Don't go anywhere.
Certainly, 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid.